Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving. From stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means, no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour stirs your imagination, inspires you, and helps you move forward. So do you believe that our thoughts manifest the reality we live in? My guest on today's show thinks we can manifest a healthy life. We can choose a different reality. Dr. Jen Royster is here to show us how to do it through the eighth chakra, which is where we enter and access the spiritual realm. You can call in with your questions for Jen at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Now, Jen's agreed to connect intuitively with callers, so if you would like a quick mini reading, now's your chance to call in. If you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, feel free to make use of that instant feedback box that you'll find in the upper right-hand portion of your screen there. You type your question in there, that comes out right in front of my face here on the computer, and I will pass your question along to Dr. Jen Royster. Now, I'll introduce you to Jen in just a moment, but first, it is almost time for the Out of the Fog Salon. That is the monthly online gallery reading where everybody on the call gets a reading, and honestly, we all have a blast in the process. This month, we're gathering on Friday, May 31st at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. So because I do a personal reading for everybody on that call, the event's only open to a limited number of people, and there are just a few spots left in this. This is a week from Friday. You can sign up at fogcitypsychic.com. Just click the link for the online gallery reading right there on the homepage. And while you're wandering around fogcitypsychic.com, feel free to check out upcoming classes and events, get the skinny on this show, stream past episodes, and if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, fogcitypsychic.com is a great place to poke around, find out a little bit about me, and see if we might be a good fit for each other. And now, Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. She's a doctor of divinity and an ordained spiritual minister with a focus in metaphysics. She's a Reiki master who's known for her innovative style in intuitive readings, energy healing, and spiritual crisis counseling. Jen's clients span the world, and she's inspired many as an inspirational writer, speaker, and teacher, sharing her knowledge and discoveries in life through articles, channeled angel messages, radio, video, workshops, and private sessions. Her live workshops and lectures include intuitive development, the eighth chakra and the fifth dimension, energy healing, life of an empath, connecting with angels and spirit guides, and much more. Ooh, an intuitive painting. Ooh, that sounds very cool too. You can find out more about Jen and her work at jenroyster.com. Jen, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you, Karen. It is great to be here. Thank you for having me, and hello to all your listeners.
Oh, you are very welcome here. There's so much just in that bio. You do so much. How on earth did you get to where you are right now? How did this start for you?
Oh my goodness. Honestly, I've always been connected somehow, some way, and grew up where it wasn't exactly accepted, so to speak. I grew up in the South. Southeast, where it's a little more like, oh, that's not cool. But I was just connected. And the angels literally just kept me comforted through that in different ways. There's stories that I could tell you all day long. You know, I kept it to myself for a while. And growing up, I was very sensitive. And there was just, I knew there was more to life. And then as I grew older and started to just keep digging, I just had this curiosity. I channeled that three-year-old why, you know, the three-year-olds with the why.
Yeah.
I think I channeled that as an adult into why do I just feel that there's something more to this. So I literally have all of these degrees and education and study that I've done, finding out what I was already doing, so to speak, mm-hmm. and just to understand it and to appreciate what it was. So I guess I was on a quest to find out, why am I here? I know there's something to do, which is, you know, why I'm so drawn to helping people right now with that eighth chakra, because it's opening up and expanding for a lot of people out there, and they don't know what to do with it. It's really challenging, the left-right brain combination, and this all makes sense once you go there to that eighth chakra, because that's how we connect to everything. So once I realized that's what I've been doing, I feel like I want to share and help somebody else that's been trying to find the same things. And all of us are at different levels, but there's just, I'm passionate about it. In the intuitive painting you mentioned a few minutes ago, I've always painted. I've always had that artistic creativity thing going, but channeled messages were coming through in the paintings.
Oh, wow.
I'm not kidding. And that really hit me, because that horse that I use at the back of my designs on my website or on my photographs or my banners, that's my very, it's a channeled painting. I sat in front of that canvas not planning to paint that horse at all. That was not my intention. No, this is true. And I even took pictures of it through the progress, because I remember sitting in front of that canvas saying, okay, I need a backdrop, because I was drawn to create teaching videos and spiritual inspirational videos. So I had been doing that as well. And, you know, when you go and look at all the rules, it says have this plain, boring background. So I literally was just trying to swirl colors of blue and gray around on the background. And I just kept thinking, why? What do you want me to do on this canvas? And believe it or not, I've had that canvas for 15 years. I've had it blank for 15 years, not knowing what to put on it. And then this happened. And then eventually I just left it. I said, I don't know. So I'm swirling all this around, and I just looked at it and I said, Spirit, just please tell me how you want to be expressed on this canvas. Thank you. Just let me know. And I walked away. And when I came back the next day, clear as day, there it was. This outline of the white horse was right there. And I knew that's what they wanted me to do. I know, it blew me away. So, you know, I try to help people that have, they're trying to connect with their creative right side, which is necessary for the eighth chakra, by the way. It's very necessary. So creativity in the right brain, it has to be open. You know, it's not just about that logical approach to anything. And so people that are artists or people that don't know how to paint anything, I just help them. It's a way to connect versus just writing.
Yes.
And when I saw that I was doing it, it was almost like automatic writing, but it was automatic painting. No. It's done it several times. I see things all the time, like now in my paintings, and they make sense when I do my homework on them. I see the message in it. And so when I started doing it more, I realized this is fantastic. And it takes us out of that box to find what we're trying to find in the box.
And you have to say yes to it too, I think.
Yeah.
There's,
oh,
you know,
absolutely.
if you had just said, oh, here's this canvas, there's nothing on it, I've had it for 15 years, I'm going to put it away for another 15 years. There's something in you that opened up for you to ask that question. Spirit, show me what you want on here. And I think for all of us unlocking mm-hmm. our creativity, we have to say, yes, I am open to this so that something
right.
can happen. Nothing happens without our agreement.
That's absolutely true. And I could feel the magnetic pull. I call it that magnetic pull, so to speak. And, you know, everybody feels that when you feel just drawn to change it up. And if this whole world isn't feeling that right now, I don't know what they're feeling, because it seems like everybody's feeling that shifting and changing some way in their life. And this, moving into that, accepting that side that you really don't know all the answers to yet and trusting that, the shamans walk in the dark. They're called the seers in the dark. This is walking in the dark and knowing you're safe and you're being looked after and protected and being okay with going somewhere you don't know.
Mm.
And that creative right brain will do that, because mm-hmm. it's not about what's already pre-programmed on the left brain.
Yes.
So you'll find that conflict inside all the time, which is why, again, I'm, you know, I keep referring back to eights, because that's really what the eight is about as well, is opening up to, let us show you a different perspective. Let us show you the answers. And that is where the seat of the soul is. That's where your higher self exists. That's where wow. everything you're looking for really is. That's where it is.
Oh,
but
I love
we
it.
Have to open. We have to open to it. I mean, this is how intuitive connection happens. This is how we know. This is why we came here.
Wonderful.
Because this is how you access it. So
you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. See how we're moving into the break. That was clever, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. It was like an interruption. But you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Jen Royster. We're talking about the eighth chakra, the seat of the soul. And we'll be right back. After this,
I said, upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, Radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in to the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit the Michelle Bond Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I love me some Aretha Franklin, right? It's lunchtime here on the East Coast. It's morning coffee time if you are on the West Coast. And a little Aretha Franklin just goes down so nice, doesn't it, with whatever you're doing. My guest on today's show is Dr. Jen Royster. She is a healer, teacher, speaker. And we're talking about the eighth chakra, which she believes is the seat of the soul. You can find out more about Jen and her work at jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com. So, Jen, welcome back. What I thought there were seven chakras. So, what's with the eight?
Actually, there's 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, but we will talk about eight. Chakra 1 through 7, which most of us know, you know, starts at that base of the spine as 1, and then the top of the head crown is the 7th. And then about an inch and a half hovering above the head, we're going into the spiritual, now we're hitting to the gateways that take you into that connection to the other side or to the spiritual realm, and that begins with the 8th chakra, actually starting at the 7th, but the 8th is where it's right above you. It holds your soul contract for this lifetime. Mm. It is past, present, future. Yeah, the Akashic Records. You can access your book of records there. And with permission, it's a very, I take it very seriously, because with permission, you can access for other people as well. And I've had to do that a few times with my clients in sessions when we're dealing with a past life problem or we're dealing with a regret or a guilt that they're just not moving past. You can find answers there. And you can also find different things. You can find, you can go forward or backward, like what's in the future. But it's not about just knowing if you're going to have a new car. You know, it's really not about that. None of it's about any of that physical stuff. It's more about your soul growth, what you can really take with you after you leave here. We can't take all this physical stuff with us, but it's about the truth of your soul. So this goes deep. This goes into why you have your issues about certain things, or why things are repeating, or why are you here? What's your sole purpose? Why did you come here to begin with? You're going to find those answers there. But it is just above the head. And it holds why you're here, your soul, what you agreed to learn when you came here.
Jen, why do you think our soul contract, our life purpose, why do you feel it's sort of stored somewhere that we might need extra help or skill or desire to access? Why on earth can't it just be written on a piece of paper and it's pinned to us when we come in, and then we can look and see what it is?
Oh, like the manual that they forgot to give us.
That's right. I know.
And you know, you can access some of that, or you get some tips when you do astrology readings, you know, when you have your get your chart done, things like that. And I've noticed that when it's about the soul, you would want to do more of the esoteric kind of chart read. And it's very different from Vedic. They're both good, but that goes into that sacred geometry, and we keep going deeper here, but it goes into how the universe is made. How it's created and how the whole thing operates and how we're a part of something bigger and it's a part of us. Your higher self is there as well. That's when I say the seat of the soul, your soul being your higher self, which is that spark of God that is you, so to speak, that I am part of you. And your ego is more of our personality and that other side of us that we need here. But when you ask about why would we need it or why don't we know this before we come here, that's part of the challenges where we come here to learn without the cheat sheet. That's the best way to put it, because this is a school. And you don't go and take your test and you don't learn. You have to do your homework. You have to learn. And if we have it all laid out for us, we're not exactly learning it, so to speak. We're memorizing it. Do you know what I mean by that?
I do. It makes sense. And it I believe, and in my work, what I try to let people know is that the discovery, the adventure, the curiosity, the mm-hmm. asking, the
exactly.
looking, that's part of the learning.
Yes, right? Absolutely. Yes, it is. In fact, your biggest challenges are usually the biggest teachers that you'll have, some of the best teachers. And when you start to access and you really start to balance and work with your eighth chakra, you now start to take on and see things from a higher perspective, so to speak, a higher frequency perspective. Like looking down at the bigger picture of all of it. Like, okay, I see why I had to go through that financial challenge, or I see why I had to go through that. And if you look and you see what can I learn from this situation versus, you know, focusing on all the negative about it that's happening, now you're shifting. Now you're growing. Now you're evolving. And now you're going to ascend higher to see it, and you're going to go, wow, you know, that actually was the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm so much better now because that happened to me, and I went through that. I'm not saying that we're all looking for all these things to happen to us. You don't have to. You can actually choose differently.
Yeah, you can.
You can choose. I call it, we can choose to learn with the School of Hard Knocks, or we can choose to see a challenge in a different way, like, okay, don't really love what's happening right now, but I guess I need to learn something from this. And that's the first thing I do now. It's like, okay, this is happening. I mean, life happens to everyone. This is happening. What do I need to learn from this? I immediately go to meditation. That's the first thing I ask. I find that smooth sailing so much better, so much better. And even when the challenges come up, we're not reacting. We're responding.
Yes.
With spirit, with our higher self. And our higher self is starting to say, hey, you know, we could go this way. It's going to be fine. You start to feel safe, even though things are a little crazy around you in this third dimension world. It's not bad unless you choose it to be that way. So I mean, this is a bit of a wrapping your brain around this one, but mm-hmm. when you do, you really open up to a whole new reality that you never knew existed.
And it's empowering. It's not like, oh, great, now all my information's stored somewhere above my head and I have to figure out how to get to it. It's empowering. Here's this resource that's available to me. If I agree, if I say yes, if I'm curious, if I explore, I can tap into greater guidance, greater perspective, greater knowledge.
Right. And it's completely safe, actually, because it's you. It's the real you. It's the real you. It's like you're not trusting yourself when you don't want to connect to this, or you don't want to listen to it. It's like that's like not trusting yourself. And so I find it to be very empowering, just like you said, amazing power. And it's you learn the paradoxes of God, so to speak, or the paradoxes of the universe. All that pushing to do, we find it's just the opposite. And that's how we get through that little hurdle in life.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the letting go we keep hearing about, you know, that's part of that, the letting go. But just it can be a paradox to, oh, wait, I need to just surrender to this, not fight it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and surrender, I think surrender is about, some people see that as like letting go and there's nothing there, when honestly mm-hmm. the key to growth and healing and moving forward on the spiritual path is that as you create a space, you invite something else in. And that may be another way where being in connection yep. with that eighth chakra, having it in balance, you already know there's something there. There's something longing to fill that space, something ready for
Absolutely.
You.
Exactly. Yes, very well said. That's exactly true. You'll find that the more you explore and allow your right brain to take you there, that it learns to work with your logic and reason from the left side. It's not about throwing logic and reason out the window. I'm not one of those kind of spiritual teachers. I want you to take logic and reason, work with your spiritual creative side, and they work together. And now you're using your whole brain, everything you've got. You're using that. You're using your thoughts, which are energy, which manifests your reality. And that's where you learn how to manifest something different with your thoughts. And we're going to focus on positive things or what we want to change versus what we want to bring in. It shifts the belief in what we feel limited to. Mm-hmm. Because, you can take away all those chains that we've actually put on ourselves, and it changes everything.
And because we're in control, because it's not coming from outside of us, we can change everything with our full consent. We can change everything with our own power.
Yes, because it is you. Mm-hmm. You're allowing your true higher self, that part that's really you, to not be hidden away anymore, and to actually have an equal partnership with your physical ego reality side of you. That logic side of you is here to help you not, put a coat on when it's cold outside, things like that, limit you and keep you from your happiness. So when it works with your higher self, now you put your coat on to go in the cold, but now you can also go out and love it too. You can have it's just more of an analogy I'm using, but we've limited ourselves so much. We don't believe we deserve things. We don't believe we can have these things in our life. Absolutely. But you have to get to know who that real person is inside of you that you've been avoiding or you really don't know. And does the world see that true person? Do you allow that out? A lot of people don't. They're afraid of what somebody else thinks. And, it just is, it's very freeing. And people actually will appreciate and respect you more when you respect yourself enough to do that for yourself.
I am loving this. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Jen Royster, and we'll be right back after this.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Dr. Jen Royster. She is an intuitive, she's a healer, she's a speaker and a teacher. You can find out more about what she's up to at jenroyster.com. That's JennRoyster.com. While you're on the site, would you take a look, please, at she's got an upcoming class about working with the eighth chakra. We're going to talk about that a little bit too. But Jen, first of all, I'd love to ask you, my way of learning about chakras is that chakras are energy centers that pull in energy, assimilate the energy, and then release energy. And when we are out of balance, when there's either too much coming in, not enough coming in, a lot coming in, nothing being released, that we really can, things get a little weird when we're out of balance. So what is it like when the eighth is balanced or when it's out of balance?
Okay, good, great question. When it's out of balance, it's very associated with addictions. Similar to the first chakra. Okay, it'll start yanking around. I call it yanks the chain of another chakra that's lower. Oh. But it's very associated with, like, cravings. You have a tendency to absorb way too much energy from somebody else. Okay, so empaths out there that do that, I highly recommend you look into your eighth chakra. It can help you. I'm empathic. I know. I learned the hard way that way. You can have physical problems like your metabolism or difficulty with relationships, because this one is actually about soul relationships that you have with people that you know here on earth. So your soul relationships could be with your neighbor and you don't realize that, you know, not like a romantic relationship like we're used to in physical, but it's very associated with things like that, out of balance, things like that. When it's healthy, and when it's out of balance, it can have a dark color. You know, a lot of the chakras have a color they're associated with, and that's how we were clearing them in the first through seven. This one can resonate in a black color when it's heavy, and it needs, all you have to do when you're meditating, and what can help with that one is to focus with silver ultraviolet to shift that. Also, eating differently. This one is going to be affecting the diet. So if you have bad habits with the diet, or you like the junk food, or you're not, you know, yeah, this one won't let you avoid that one. You're going to want to eat what we call, you know, the healthy diet that the shamans eat, the vegetables, the healthy, obviously healthy, green eating, so to speak. But it's the biggest one I see is the depressions, or you try to avoid it by, you know, drugs or something else like alcohol, or you have these energies that you're absorbing from everybody else. You're so focused on everybody else, you're avoiding connecting with your higher self, you see? Mm-hmm. If you're avoiding yourself, then where are you? You're out there worrying about what everybody else is doing.
Right.
Yeah. Nice. So that's one big tip right there. This one has a communication, and it's associated with time. So we, you know, all this feeling of, I don't have enough time, or I'm always late. If you're always late for appointments, eighth chakra, check it out. No, I'm kidding. I know you're thinking, there's people out there going, oh, man. But it's true. But it's true. But this one is about time and timelessness, because, you know, everything actually, you know, you hear the past, present, future exists all at the same time. There is no time. And you hear all these things and I'm like, what? What does that mean? But you'll actually find that balance in things like that with time, working and balancing your eighth chakra. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, those are the main ways to know. And I see them as energy transformers. They do absorb in, but it's supposed to process and absorb right back out. if it's getting caught or stuck, or if there's a karma you're trying to play out, or, you know, or you're trying to work with a past life that's stuck, it's going to be there. And you're going to feel these out of balances, or things keep coming up for you. You have chronic illnesses can be associated with this one. But it, in a nutshell, it's about avoiding being with your higher self.
Which is really, I think for some people, it's a little scary. People sort of avoid their higher self because they think when they get there, there may be some judgment, either about, oh, you're not a very good person, you don't actually have a higher self, or you should have gotten here sooner, or
That's
why aren't
true.
You eating the healthy shaman diet? And I think that people may avoid that higher self when, at least in my experience, the truth is that this is a loving reunion. This is a reconnection with something that, as you're saying, is you anyway.
It's unconditional love. It loves you unconditionally. It's you. Mm-hmm. And it's loving you back unconditionally. And when you love yourself unconditionally, you love all those bad habits. You accept that as part of you. It's not shunning or being perfect or being the perfect monk in the yogi position for an hour. And, you know, it's none of that. It's really, truly acceptance of all of you, all of the parts, the shadow side, your parts that are your strengths and your weaknesses. When you come and you accept the whole thing, your higher self's there to help you, and you don't feel like you're carrying the whole bag by yourself dealing with this. You can release a lot with guilt and regret in this eighth chakra.
Right.
And that's a great place to go when there's guilt and regret. And, you know, I see that a lot. This one is a very gentle teacher, but it is the truth. And the truth is accepting all those parts about you that you don't want to feel bad about. It's just accepting and being there. It's kind of going through that door of avoidance and not being afraid of it anymore, and going, you know what, let me just get in there and get to know what this is all about. And you're going to find a really terrific person in there that you wished you had had this relationship all along. You're going, wow, this is a great I didn't realize I could do all this, or I was this. And it's not about achieving what your neighbor did or what somebody else thinks you should. It's about truly finding who you are and what your passions are and what you really want to do, and not put it on the back burner, so to speak.
That's right.
Because you came here, you came here to share it.
Mm-hmm. You were sharing at the beginning of the interview here about how you have always been intuitive, but ignored it there for a little while, or tried to push it back. That's my experience as well, Jen. And it wasn't until I was in my early 40s that I said, okay, I give up already. My goodness. All right, fine. And when I said yes, not really knowing what I was getting into, I love what I got into, but I didn't know at the time. When I said yes, what happened was that instead of everything getting harder, it got easier. And things that I had been struggling with suddenly made sense. Now, everything didn't become perfect and magical, and now I walk on water, and I, you know what I mean, never have, I don't know, skin problems, right? Not perfect like that. But I felt a sense of being more comfortable in my own skin, of being integrated, and now of finally moving forward instead of struggling all the time.
Right. Exactly. I mean, this is a feminine-based chakra. You know, when we go through the chakras, you know, the first chakra is a male, the second is feminine, third is male. And you can kind of see that, because third being associated with power and control, you know, and then the heart is the feminine again. Well, the eighth chakra is a feminine chakra, and it's about silence and being comfortable with that quiet. A lot of people say meditation's a big deal with the eighth, because, you know, a lot of people say they can't meditate. They just don't know how to get there. This one is one that will, you're comfortable with the quiet. You don't have to have the fans on or the TV on to go to sleep, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear that. They can't go to sleep without some noise. This one teaches you how to be very comforted by the in-between, that space between, that peacefulness of the meditative side. And it doesn't take hours and hours and hours of meditation. You can do 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there. And I think we make it harder for ourselves in our minds, and we talk ourselves out of it, which is more of the ego doing that side of us. Like, that's too hard. We won't be able to do that. Well, that's coming from that side. That's not even giving it a chance. A great analogy for that, for people that don't like to run or jog, for example, and I'm actually one of those. I don't really like to run or jog. Mm-hmm. And then I found this great way to jog 1 minute, walk 1 minute, jog 1 minute, walk 1 minute. And over 8 weeks, you kept increasing and doing it different. It was like, great. I went, do you realize that you're jogging and you never believed that you could?
Huh.
So this is similar to that. It's similar. It's not going in there and now you have to have all this discipline to be the perfect spiritualist. No, and nobody's expecting that. They just want you to, it's when I say they, I feel like I'm always working with a group of invisible, wonderful team here. Mm-hmm. I know you feel like that. I say they or we a lot because it's that way. But it's more just saying you come in and you accept that this is a part of you too, and it's an unconditional love here that you're looking for, and we're here to give it to you. And your higher self wants to give it to you.
Now, my invisible team is letting me know that it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. And my guest is Dr. Jen Royster. Would you please go over to jenroyster.com and see what she's got cooking over there? We'll be right back after this.
Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW. AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. We got a little Heard It Through the Grapevine going on. If you'd like to get on the grapevine, find out what Dr. Jen Royster is up to, her classes, her private sessions, events, places you can go and hear her speak. Tune into her radio show. Find out all about that at jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com. Now, Jen, you are offering, and this starts in just a couple weeks here, you're offering a 4-part class about working with the eighth chakra. Why is now the right time for that? Why is it so important for us to be aware of and begin to balance and work with this chakra?
Because when, you know, everybody was revving up with all that 2012 energy, there really is a shift happening in the frequency. And we're ascending together in humanity, and the eighth chakra is activating. It's time for the eighth chakra to be a major player here. It is that big transitional portal, so to speak, to connect. And that's why I feel so drawn to get it out there and help everybody learn about it, how they can access and become who they really are. It's important that we align ourselves with this now in this time while we're creating a new earth, so to speak. And so it's going to bring in everything you've done in past lives. You bring that in, and that's a balanced karma, and then you bring it into this lifetime, and now it's a talent and a gift that you're going to use, not something that was a bad experience. It's changing the perspective of everything. So everybody's going through that right now, so that's why I just felt so led by spirit to just really get this class out there. And we're going to be going into it very deep. 90-minute lessons for 4 weeks, one a week. And we're going to go deep into it. We're going to work on accessing the Akashic Records. We're going to work on your past, present, future lives, working with that, working and connecting with the angelic realm and ascended masters and your higher self, of course. So we're going to be hitting, and the meditation, we're going to be hitting all these different details about it each week. And that's why I've broken it up into 4 lessons, because it's a power-packed class that can change your life, really, because once you bring this chakra into the game, you have empowered yourself to really go for those things that you've been struggling for and to overcome them and to balance and to really feel like, wow, now I'm getting somewhere, because this one needs to be worked with. It's like you have this brand new car and you don't know how to operate the instruments on the panel yet. Mm-hmm. You know, we got all these fancy gadgets. We got all this great computer software program and I have no idea how to use it. This is learning how to use it so you can benefit from it. And that now you're going to connect in and you're going to help somebody else. You're going to be an inspiration to yourself and somebody else. So that's why we're doing it. It starts June 5th.
Okay. And how can I get plugged into this now? How can I find out more?
Over at my website under workshops, it's listed right there and you just click register. It'll set you up. It's a one-time fee for all 4 90-minute lessons for $99. So that's the one-time fee. So it'll charge you once, and then you'll have your access. Then we'll send you the access. We're using some very good technology where you can it's a webinar with video and visuals and audio, and you can connect with your smartphone, your tablet, or the computer. And if you happen to be working during the live part of it, we have recordings, so you won't miss anything. It's on demand for that. So when you sign up, you'll still have the recording there available if you can't watch or be with us at the live time. But it'll be good if you could be, because you could ask questions. If you find that you want to take this class and you can't be there live, we welcome you to send the questions to us through our contact form, so we can help you. We're going to have a private group for everybody taking the class. And everybody's part of that group. so we can interact with each other and you can work on those skills together, because we're going to be doing a lot of homework and skill learning and working to access. People that are really interested in being intuitive or connecting like you and I do, Karen, this is an important chakra to work with and balance. So when you do it, it's in a healthy way. You're a good, healthy channel for the good energy that wants to come through, and you know how to separate out, you know, the negative or lower things that are manipulative. We don't want to do that. We want to help and better the world, not hinder the world. So this chakra's got a lot of power packed in it that's just waiting to help you.
Wow. I'm glad you said healthy too, Jen, because it is true. Our energy centers are meant to be in balance, so not completely shut down, but also not so completely wide open that there are no filters and blah, you know, anything.
Right.
And exactly. So I love that you said healthy, and there's also a community component about this, which I love, because if this is really a working group to begin to build not just the new you or to reacquaint you with yourself, to open up to your higher self, it's also a working group that's building the new world, as you were saying. So it's really
exactly.
powerful stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly. And this helps people, even the parents. I mean, I have a lot of parents, and we do a whole nother class that's raising intuitive children. And I've got so many people that have no idea what they're doing because they say, I don't know anything about what they're doing. But this will help even people like that so they can connect with theirs, because everybody has it. They just, it's just shut off. This is turning it all back on. And this is a way of, it's a support to your life, not a hindrance. You know, some people see having, being able to see or do these things is difficult for you. It is if it's out of balance, which an empath a lot of times feels. They're connecting and feeling too much. You know, I don't want to know all that, or I don't want to see all that, because they don't know that this is a gift that is actually has a purpose, and learning how to use it properly and using it to keep you strong and help you grow, and then you're helping another in inspiration, it's a completely different story than, oh, this is horrible, I'm seeing all these, you know, it's a completely different experience, and it's a choice. So I'm offering a way to learn how to make a different choice to make everything go into a much more positive direction for your life.
Wonderful. Jen, thank you so much for being on the show today. We've run right through our time. I appreciate so much you taking the time to be here and the message that you're putting out in the world. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Karen, for letting me share it with your listeners. And it was wonderful to be here with you. I enjoyed just chatting with you. It was wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. That was Dr. Jen Royster. Find out more about Jen and her work at jenroyster.com. She's got a ton of free meditations on that website too, you guys. So go over there, check it out, see what she's got to offer. Now, that's all the time we have for today. Please do also head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. Hey, if you like me on Facebook, I'll give you a kitten. No, I won't. I'm not going to give you a kitten, but I'd be happy if you liked me on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/fogcitypsychic. And tonight at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, I'm sitting in as guest host of the Dr. Pat Show on BBS Radio. And I've got Richard Moss, the maestro of deep work. It should be a great interview. I hope you can join me then. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.